of you that always let me know. Proverbs 23, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. The Lord has a lot to say here, just in these verses that we have read in your hearing. I've often said that God gives us instruction on every area of life. And in this, He is warning us about the hypocrisy of someone. He said in verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. You see, he's saying one thing, but in his heart he's really feeling another thing. And so I want to teach and preach a little bit about the warnings of hypocrisy and what the Scripture says about hypocrisy. If there's anything that you and I must be real careful of, is hypocrisy. There are men and women that are, just flat out hypocrites. But then sometimes, if we're not careful in our actions, in our life, in the way that we feel and how that we look at others, we could find ourselves having hypocrisy in our lives. And the Lord does not want us to have hypocrisy in our lives. He wants us to be a well-balanced child of God. If we say we believe something, we should live that way. Amen? A lot of people today, and it has been in any society, people have the tendency of saying one thing and doing another. That's the way this man was. He no doubt thought in his heart he was too good for this man. But yet he was telling him, eat, drink what I have. But really he didn't care for him. Didn't care for him at all. I want us to look again at these things concerning hypocrisy. Now, the Bible said in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Is not with thee. And so therein is the action of hypocrisy. He's saying one thing, but his actions in his heart are not there. Jesus himself had spoke about hypocrisy. "This people honoreth me with their mouth and with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Their heart is far from me. Hypocrisy burrows in the heart. And it is in the heart. It is hid inside the man or the woman. Hypocrisy does not show itself necessarily on the outside. It is hidden in the heart on the inside. His heart is not with thee. In Proverbs 26, verse 24, 25, and 26, look what he said. "He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him." Deceit. A person that hates. Listen, how many times do you know somebody has looked at your face and said, "Bless your heart," and you know they hated you? This person lays up deceit. "When he speaketh fair, believe him not. For there are seven abominations in his heart." Think about that. That hypocrisy could bring out seven abominations in the heart of someone. Right. He said, "When he speaketh fair, believe him not." I mean, a hypocrite, somebody that you have seen their actions and you've even caught them in their words. Don't believe it. There are seven abominations in his heart. The hypocrite will do all he can to uphold his hypocrisy, whose hatred is covered by deceit. "I don't hate nobody. I don't hate you." He covers it with deceit. "No, I didn't do that. I don't feel that way." Whatever that it is, he uses his deceit as a covering. He covers it. And he said his hatred is covered by deceit. He does not want you to find out that thing that he truly has in his heart. "His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation." Listen, God will make hypocrisy known. He will bring it out in the open. He tells us. And so, in Matthew 23, you can go and see what the Bible said. In Matthew chapter number 23, verse 23, Jesus is rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees. And he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Now listen, I'm not calling anybody in here tonight a hypocrite. I'm preaching on hypocrisy. I'm trying to give us all a warning. I hope nobody goes home and says, "The preacher stood up there and called every one of us a bunch of hypocrites." Because that's not what I'm doing. Okay? I love you. I love this group of people. I thank God for you. Amen. But this is the message for this evening. And so he says, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise in coming, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. So he's saying, you'll tithe, and you'll even tithe on mint and cumin and anise. I mean, you'll even tithe on your spices. You get spices, you'll lay a tenth of those spices aside. I mean, you're a big time tither. But he said, you have omitted or not done the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. I want to tell you, if there's a group of people that had no mercy, it was the Pharisees. I mean, they absolutely had no mercy or faith or right judgment. Amen? And so he said, these ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. In other words, I still want you to do that. You still be a tither. You still tithe and give the way that God has blessed you with. But listen, you take this and you do this. This is more important. It's not that I want you to stop these smaller things, but you need to do the weightier things. Amen. I mean, listen what Paul said over there in the book of Corinthians. He said, if I could do all these things, if I have not charity, love, it profiteth me nothing. What's the weightier thing? For me to do a miracle or to actually love the brethren and love my enemy and love my Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Love, of course, love is the weightier matter. Amen. Faith in the Lord. Amen. And so he's rebuking them. And he says this in Matthew 23. He said, verse 24, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. In other words, they would absolutely strain at something small. Something in your life, but yet have something big in their own life. That's what Jesus talked about when he had mentioned, and I think it's right here in this same chapter. He says, how come you're considering the moat in your brother's eye, and you've not considered the beam in your own eye? I mean, the moat, that's a smaller thing. And a beam, that's a huge thing. And that's what they would do, the hypocrisy of the people. Listen, what is worse than hypocrisy? Brother Carl doing something, or me talking about Brother Carl doing something? Are you listening to me? We can be a hypocrite in that way. That's the way the Pharisees were. And so they were blind guides. He said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. I mean, on the outside, everything looked good and clean and polished, but the inside was dirty. He's talking about their life. The outside, they look as religious as anybody. I mean, they looked godly. They looked sanctified. They walked the walk. Amen. They talked the talk. But inwardly, they were dirty, sinful, and evil, and wicked. That's religion. I mean, and all of us have probably known somebody, maybe at the workplace, or somebody somebody you've run into, and you've seen their life, and you know they're a churchgoer, they're a good churchgoer, and on the outside they look pretty polished, but you know they're just as evil on the inside. I mean evil on the inside. They've got a tongue as long as that altar. Are you listening to me? God have mercy. And mean. They'd just as soon do you hurt as to ever think about doing you good. That's the way the Pharisees were. They'd just soon do you hurt some way as to see you blessed or to see you do good. Amen. Their hypocrisy was like this. You know, they might even want one another to be blessed, but not you. You're not worthy. You're not worthy of the blessings they're worthy of. And they tried to make their own moms and dads feel that way. Instead of them honoring their father and mother the way they were supposed to, they were priests now. Now, they said, Mom and Dad, it's time for you to honor us because of our position. And they were wrong. They were wrong. That does not disannul the law. Amen? And what God told them to do. Amen. So there they are, straining at a gnat, swallowing a camel, making clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. In verse 26, thou blind Pharisee. A lot of times people are blind to their own hypocrisy. They have been a hypocrite so long, and in so many ways, they are blind to it. Oh no, no. No, not me. I'm not a hypocrite. They don't see anything they do wrong. Listen, you and I as God's children, we are to be the first to want to see if I've done something wrong. David said, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit, O God. Search me and try me. See if there's any wicked way in me. David wanted to know if there was something in his heart. You and I should want to know. Amen. If I want somebody to teach me, to guide me. If I'm doing something that's hypocritical, I want somebody more spiritual than I to step at my side and say, brother, you've got to fix this. This is not right. And I've had them do that. And I thank God for them. Amen. The Bible, listen, the Bible makes it plain that, somebody that really loves God and God's Word, great peace have they that love thy law, nothing shall offend them. They're not going to be offended. They're going to be glad. Sometimes you may feel a little bit hurt, but you're going to be glad. You'll be glad that somebody told you what they told you. Because our hypocrisy sometimes we don't want to see. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres. It's like a tombstone. white, solid marble, which inwardly, or which appear beautifully outward, but are within full of dead men's bones. He said, your life, when it's got hypocrisy, you're just like a grave. Outside, oh, it's a beautiful tombstone. White marble, just beautiful, clean, but within, a dead man's bones in there. Rotten flesh. Are you listening? That's the example our Lord and Savior used. And of all uncleanness, he said, even so ye also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Hypocrisy and iniquity. Hypocrisy and iniquity. You see, when we know to do good and do it not, to us it is sin. But then we'll go and we'll act like there's nothing wrong. We get pretty soon, we don't do a thing about what we've heard. And we know what God has said is true. But we've not surrendered our life. But then we'll turn right around and go on just like we're the authority on God's Scripture. No, I don't see how anybody could do anything for God until they get that fixed. Right. Amen? That thing you know you've got to do. That thing you know that the Lord said, this is what I'd have you to do. This is how I'd have you to live. Amen? Oh, yes. He said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, verse 29, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Boy, if I'd have been there when, in the days of Moses, when they started accusing him, I would have stood up and rebuked all of them. And here's what Jesus said. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. He said, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Hypocrisy runs very close to lostness. Do you know that? Sometimes, as a matter of fact, somebody that says they're saved that can never break from a life of evil hypocrisy is probably a religious lost person.
That's right.
Jesus said, how are you going to escape the damnation of hell? I'm not saying that us that are saved, listen, I am saying, you and I that's saved, we could be a hypocrite every now and then if we're not careful. But God doesn't want us to live in that hypocrisy. Amen? In Luke chapter 6, verse 41, 42, he said, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? And not the beam that's in thine own eye. Titus 1:16, he said, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. He had just got done giving qualifications to leaders. And then after the qualification to the leaders, he began to rebuke those vain talkers. Of what? Their hypocrisy. Verse 10 of Titus 1, he said, For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Those deceivers. See, that's hypocrisy. Covering up their agenda. Covering up what they're trying to do in your life. He said, whose mouths must be stopped. Their mouths must be stopped. With the hypocrisy coming out of their mouths must be stopped. Listen, if you hear someone speaking in hypocrisy with you, you should stop right then and say, listen, this is not so. This is not so. I remember one time I had a preacher friend. This was back when I was younger. It's the first time that I'd ever learned this, or heard of this. This one had heard something about another preacher. And he was going around telling all the other preachers what he had heard about the other preacher. And one of them that knew when this guy got to him and said, guess what? He told him, he said, that's wrong. That's not right. I know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Oh, really? And this guy had already told something. He said, who have you told this to? Well, I've, told a few guys. Well, you need to go back to each one of them and straighten that out. And if you can't do that, then your life is in hypocrisy. You've told lies, and now you're covering the lies you've told by not telling the truth. Boy, I never forgot that. I thought, that's exactly what needs to be done. They need to go back to everybody they said something to and say, this ain't right. I shouldn't have been running my mouth. I'll tell you what that'll do. That'll keep you from running your mouth. Amen? Sure will. Hey, I've done it before. Heard something, thought it was so, and a preacher friend had to tell me, no, that's not right. I've had to apologize. Apologize to them. I'm sorry. I should have. You know what I do now? I try to keep my mouth shut. People want to tell me stuff, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear gossip. Amen? I'll take a prayer request if it's a real prayer request, but I could care less about running somebody down.
Right. Amen.
I don't want to do that. We can't do that and be the people of God that we need to be. He said, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. False profession comes along with hypocrisy. Disobedience comes along with hypocrisy. Inconsistency comes along with hypocrisy. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." There's a lot of people will say, "Lord, Lord," but they're a hypocrite inwardly, dead, full of dead man's bones. Paul called them clouds without rain, wells without water. In Mark 7:6, he answered and said unto them, "Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." The mouth doing one thing, the heart doing something else. That is the epitome of hypocrisy. "He that saith he walketh in the light and hateth his brother," hypocrite. "He's in darkness even till now." "I'm walking in the light, but you hate your brother? Really?" See, your hypocrisy, you've tried to cover that hate. Tried to cover that hate. Oh, God, don't let hate in your heart. Let us not, in 1 John 3, he said, "Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Yes. Not just in word. "I love you." But then, you know, you don't show that you love somebody. You remember that over there he said something similar. He said, you tell somebody, "Go your way, be warmed and filled," but yet you don't give them the things, the necessities to help them warm themselves or to fill themselves. What have you done? We've spoke it with our mouth, but our actions have not come along with what we've said. That's hypocrisy. "He that seeth his brother in need shutteth up his bowels of compassion." Hypocrisy. How dwelleth the love of God in us?
Right.
Amen. He said, hypocrisy brings religious talk. "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" A hypocrite can talk religious. "Lord, Lord." But he doesn't do the things that his Lord says. I said a while ago, what we believe, we need to live it. In Romans 2:21, the Apostle Paul said, "Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal?" You see, are we doing what we're teaching others,
right,
preaching to others? To be faithful to God, then I need to be faithful.
Amen.
Amen. To love the way Christ said, then I need to. Paul rebuked Peter. You remember when Paul rebuked Peter in Galatians 2:14? Paul said, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all," right there in front of God, all his holy angels, and all those Jewish and Gentile believers. Paul told Peter, said, "If thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews. Why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as the Jews? You see, Peter, he would take that liberty when he was with the Gentiles and there wasn't no Jewish believers around. But the moment those Jewish believers come around, suddenly those Gentile believers, they were dirty. He had to get away from them. I can't have much fellowship with them over there. They're not circumcised. They're not, following God's law. And Paul rebuked him for it. Paul rebuked him. It brings selfishness. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food. It was James that said that. Then you tell them, well, I know you're naked and you're starving to death. Bless your heart. God's going to supply your need. Just send them on their way. Nope. No, they're there with you. You get them a blanket. You get them something to eat. Amen? That's what God would have us to do. Not be selfish. A double tongue is what hypocrisy is. I can remember one time, I was young preacher. I hadn't been preaching probably about a year. And I was preaching a lot in what they called the Indian churches in Graham County and Cherokee. I mean, they were just Indian churches. That's what they called them. They was all Cherokee Indians, most of them. You might have seen a white person in there every now and then, but mostly they were Cherokee Indians. And I had this friend, Tony Smoker, full-blooded Cherokee. We was good friends, worked together. He invited me to his church. Their church was without a pastor. And he wanted me to come preach. And, of course, I told him, to make sure he talked with the men of the church because I didn't want to show up and then, they've got two or three other guys there ready to preach. I said, you ask the church if that's what they want, and if they do, then you tell me what Sunday to come and I'll come. Well, he went back and told them and set it up for the following Sunday. So I come. When I got there, there was this guy and he looked pretty intimidating. He's a big old Indian fella. And he looked at me and he started talking in Cherokee. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't understand you. And the other one said, he said, are you a white man with forked thumb? Well, I'm telling you, that just about scared me to death. I mean, that's old Indian Plains. I'm fixing to scalp you and fill you full of arrows talk, White man, forked tongue, I was ready to get out of there. And I guess he could see it all over my face. He just died laughing and started speaking English to me. I found out that was my friend's oldest brother. But I said that to say this. Man speaking out of two sides has always been around. And it's hypocrisy. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. He said, I believe it is in James. He said, these things ought not to be so. These things ought not to be so. John said in 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. See, that's a hypocrisy. I know him, but you don't do what he says. You don't do what he asks. You've not come His way. The Lord gives us assurances of how we know Him. And regardless of man's religion, they could scream and say to the top of their lungs that they know Him. But if they don't have His love in their heart, they don't know Him. And it's just religious hypocrisy. It comes in so many forms, in so many ways. God wants us. I've made this statement over the years. God wants you and I to truly be spiritual, honest, word-filled believers. He doesn't want us to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I know you don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to do anything that makes somebody look at my life and say, there's a hypocrite. Now, sometimes the lost people in this world, it don't matter what we do, they're going to think we're all hypocrites. I know somebody right now, and every time you try to talk to them about God's house, they'll say, I'm just as good as any of them up there, any of them hypocrites. He'll point to toward the church, not this one. It's in another place. I'm just as good as any of them. What hypocrisy. He's lost in darkness. In darkness. A real hypocrite like that. He's lost. He's in darkness. God help us. God help us to always be purged from any hypocrisy. Let us live honestly, He said, as in the day. Honestly. See, the Lord tells us how to walk, how to please God, doesn't He? Yep. Yes, He does. That'll keep us. It will steer us from hypocrisy. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done. God bless you. Thank you for your attention this evening.